The Bush administration has wanted no part of the Kyoto Treaty on climate change, but a recently released preliminary scientific report shows more evidence that human-generated greenhouse gases are raising the Earth's temperatures, especially in the Arctic. Cedarburg native Eric Larson is part of a team that's planning on the first summer crossing of the Arctic Ocean next year. Larson says he'll use modified canoes over an area that'll be 70% ice and 30% water.
The Arctic is a fragile place, and the image of seeing two canoes in a place that most people think as permanently frozen will be a very powerful image and hopefully get them thinking more about global warming.
Some scientists contend the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free in the summer within 50 years. Larson says this week's presidential election makes him more focused than ever.
Because I do feel like our current administration has turned its back on some of the global environmental policies that the European Union and now Russia has just decided to ratify the Kyoto Protocol.
The Washington Post reported this week that the State Department has tried to stifle the upcoming global warming report, arguing the scientists do not have enough evidence to make detailed policy proposals. Still, Larson says his expedition has been able to raise corporate and private money and link up with university scientists who want data collected. Larson now lives in Minnesota, but he'll be in Delafield tomorrow to talk about the project. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.